Jesus grieves over the fact that souls are being lost eternally in spite of his passion and death. And he says, I want there to be a day that will be a shelter and refuge for all people, particularly for sinners, a day of worship of my mercy. And that day, he says, is the last hope of salvation. Why is the Feast of Mercy so important? It really ranks first among all the forms of the Divine Mercy devotion because of the extraordinary graces attached to it. Our Lord promised that the soul that would go to confession and receive Holy Communion on the Feast of Mercy would obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. Father Ignatius Brzezinski, the theologian who analyzed Sister Faustina's diary for the Holy See, the analysis which actually lifted the 20-year ban existing over the devotion, explains this grace that Jesus is giving us on the Feast of Mercy as being greater than a plenary indulgence. He equals it to a second baptism, which would mean that our Lord is wiping our slates clean on this day. Were someone then to turn to the Lord, having lived a notoriously sinful life, to return to God, go to confession, receive the Holy Eucharist, and to die that day, such a soul would be taken to heaven according to this promise. Jesus also promised that all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are open on that day. The dams holding back the graces of heaven are open for the asking, flowing out upon the world.